From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush toured Arizona's border with Mexico today, promoting his plan to overhaul the nation's immigration law. The president says Border Patrol agents and National Guard members are doing their job, and now it's time for members of Congress to do theirs. He says he wants a comprehensive immigration reform bill on his desk before Congress begins its summer recess. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Yuma, Arizona.
It's been nearly a year since President Bush came to Yuma to announce the deployment of 6,000 National Guardsmen to the border. Ramiro Camarillo, a local construction supervisor, missed that trip. This time, he was sure to get up early and see the president.
It's just breathtaking.
Camarillo stood by the side of a windy field and watched Mr. Bush's motorcade head down to the border.
You know, I'm supporting him. I'm 100% with him on all, you know, whatever he's doing out here.
Camarillo's friend George Porches, a local plumber, wasn't as enthusiastic.
Too much emphasis on the border and too much emphasis on a damn war, not enough on the economy.
However, both men say they would support a guest worker program that allows temporary employees into the country. They say that's the only way to bring some sort of control to the floods of migrants sneaking into Arizona. And inside the brand new Yuma Border Patrol station, Mr. Bush told about 200 agents and National Guard troops that he can see the progress they're making at controlling that flood.
The efforts are working as borders more secure, and America is safer as a result.
Mr. Bush pointed to the drop in apprehensions of illegal immigrants all along the southwest border with Mexico. 30% fewer people have been arrested. In Yuma, the numbers have plummeted even farther. But Mr. Bush says the troops and border agents can't do it alone. As he has said in the past, he wants a temporary guest worker program. He was short on specifics in his speech, but did say there are plenty of people wanting to come do jobs Americans won't do. Mr. Bush says since most don't have a legal way in, they get caught up in a burgeoning illegal human smuggling industry.
And it seems like to me that since this country respects human rights and the human condition, that it'd be a great contribution to eliminate this thuggery, to free these people from this kind of extortion that they go through. And one way to do so is to say you can come and work in our country for jobs Americans aren't doing for a temporary period of time.
If the non-threatening workers are brought in legally, Mr. Bush said the Border Patrol can then focus on the real threats at the border. And he stressed that the estimated 12 million illegal immigrants in the country will not get amnesty, but rather a fine for not coming into the country the right way.
It's an emotional issue, as I'm sure you can imagine. People have got deep convictions. And my hope is that we can have a serious and civil and conclusive debate.
But immigrant advocacy groups are angered by a White House proposal leaked last week that would grant 3-year temporary work visas for illegal immigrants in the country. And it would place a stiff $10,000 penalty for those wanting to remain permanently here. Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona, who has proposed a less stringent reform plan, says that fee is too high.
The key is to get people out of the shadows, and that's what we're trying to do.
Flake says the details will have to be hashed out in Congress and not in the White House. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Yuma, Arizona.